Many people spend years preparing for the Boston Marathon to have it end in an act of absurd tragedy, as it did on April 15th, is likely not something for which any participant prepared. As former chair of the Public Safety Committee for 5 years, I take special interest in issues involving national security. My colleague, Ryan Leaf, Conservative MP for the Yukon, was a distance runner before he entered politics. A mere hour before the bombs detonated, he crossed the finish line. The following day, in the House of Commons, all parties agreed to pass his subsequent motion that this House condemn the attacks perpetrated during the 2013 Boston Marathon and express its deepest sympathies to the victims of this senseless violence and to their families. The Department of Foreign Affairs and International Trade's Emergency Watch and Response Center in Ottawa received more than 500 calls immediately following the bombing. Calls to my office have since brought suggestions and opinions about both the bombing and the unknown persons behind it, and how to stop such people and those like them who purposely leave terror in their wake. Though no Canadians were physically injured in the explosions, as can be expected, many Canadians are now wondering, what next? Or, more accurately, who next? And how would Canada respond if such an incident took place within our borders? Though incidents like this are never expected, it is reassuring to know that Canada has systems in place to reduce the impact of emergencies, whether they stem from terrorism, natural disasters, industrial accidents, or computer viruses. Those systems are managed by the Office of Public Safety Canada. That office develops national policy, response systems, and standards. It issues alerts and other products that help Canada's critical infrastructure. It also works closely with emergency management organizations across the country and supports its regional partners and first responders with the necessary funds, tools, and training. 11 regional offices and 2 satellite offices are spaced across Canada to act as its representative closest to any event of national interest. Those offices provide regional support to the Government Operations Center, the hub of the National Emergency Management, housed at Public Safety Canada. More specific information about how that office deals with disaster mitigation, emergency management planning, emergency preparedness, recovery, response, and regional operations can be found at www.publicsafety.gc.ca. Prime Minister Harper likely expressed the feelings of every Canadian when he called the recent bombings at the finish line of the Boston Marathon deeply troubling. For some, that troubled feeling shifts to living in fear. That's a natural response to events such as we saw in Boston. People like those who perpetrate such cowardly acts of terror know that. They count fear as an additional weapon, for by succumbing to it, we let them win. Together, let's fight the battle against fear by, among other things, arming ourselves with relevant, truthful information. But let's also refuse to allow such acts to hold us back from living life to the full. In that spirit, Mr. Leaf has commented that he may run again in next year's Boston Marathon. I'm Gary Breitkreutz, Member of Parliament for Yorkton Melville, wishing you a good day.